podcast about service learning, and my goals for service learning while I'm at the Boys and Girls Club are just to basically be someone that the kids can look up to and provide them with friendship. Do this by playing sports with them, whether tutoring them, whatever it may be. Some anxieties or fears that I have are maybe not being able to connect with the kids through common interests that I have. Usually I'm pretty good with relating with people and finding something, some common ground that I can talk to them with about, but if I don't, you know, have something in common with them, sometimes I have a hard time communicating with them. So hopefully that will be something that I can work on and grow with. Some ways that I could deal with that are just ask the people in charge if I could be put in a situation where I would be comfortable, you know, whether it be playing basketball with the kids or helping them with their math or something that gives me an easy end to communicating with them. Another thing that I'm worried about is having to deal with the teenagers. In most of my previous experience with service learning, young kids are, even though they're like harder to deal with in terms of maybe they're more rambunctious and stuff, at the same time they really, really look up to you and they basically just love you and want to be your friend. There's no animosity towards you, whereas once you get a little bit older, like into the teenage years, they kind of have the Illich and Cruz's way of thinking that maybe you're just there because you have to be, and so they kind of resent you. So I just hope that I can get in there and make them realize that I'm just, you know, even though I'm there to help them and maybe somewhat of a superior to them, at the same time I'm just there to be their friend. So I think that's the best way that I can get through that a goal or get through that fear. With concerning Illich and Cruz's arguments, I agree with them in a lot of ways, and I think that we need to be very sensitive about how we go about doing our service learning. Like I said, I think the best way to do it is just make them realize that we're here to more be their friend than anything, and we're there to serve them and tutor them and do different things, but at the same time, we need to be a friend to them so that they don't look at us and think, oh man, they're just here because they have to be here, because they have to do it for class. And also how we represent them through our podcasts, we need to just be sensitive of their voices and portray them in a way that they would want to be portrayed, along with the other people at the Boys and Girls Club, whether it be the leaders or other volunteers. Just be sensitive to how we communicate our thoughts to our peers about them. And that's about it. Thank you. Have a good night.